Editor. To whomever designed the new intersection. What were you thinking? And the person who gave the green light to it all? It has taken that casual trip downtown and turned it overnight into a logistic nightmare. There's frequent backed-up traffic over the overpass, which has necessitated taking the long way round on the highway at 8:20 a.m. and tourist season is still not underway. For all the winding, red brick walkways waving at each other across the intersection in some self-congratulatory, aren't we the pretty ones? I'd trade them in a heartbeat to get the traffic lanes that disappeared on us, as well as the overhanging traffic lights back. I mean, really, was the downtown traffic congestion not enough for us without this inconceivable and inexplicable decision to make it worse with pretty walkways and narrowed lanes? The last time I looked, there were more cars than pedestrians to take into consideration. Dave Webster's letter to the editor in the June 24th newspaper, while well written, was too polite. People in Canmore need to be very angry about this. A lot of our money has been spent and the decision-making given to very foolish people. And while I might not be able to design such things, I know I would have had the common sense to put a stop to something when told, oh, and there will be less lanes, hard to see traffic lights, and lots of snarled traffic to follow. If I were a tourist and came to Canmore, it would only be the once. In this day and age, nobody needs such needless, ill-planned chaos to add to what is for a lot of us an already over-sensitized life. Kate Rogers, Canmore.